Okay, they just published a seventh volume of Yichaved Das, of Rav Avadya Yosef's Tshuvos, Yichaved Das. So he has all the Tshuvos here are very short, except he has one long kuntros that goes on for like 10 pages about driving, about operating an automobile. So I thought that's a good topic to discuss a little bit. So we'll talk today about driving safely, the importance of driving safely, and then Bez Hashem, maybe next time we'll talk about the etiquette of driving, certain halachos that relate to giving people rides and the like. So first of all, as far as safety is concerned, the Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis has a drasha that's really an asmachta, but the pasuk says, "Raki shomer lecha shomer nafshecha ma'od." The pasuk says, "Shmarta ma'od lenafshecheichem," and we learn from these pesukim, at least derech asmachta, that a person is supposed to be very protective of one's health, that a person is not supposed to take unnecessary risks. So Rav Avadya points out that there are a number of, I think he has five different ha'aros about just how strict we are about maintaining safety. First, he says, of all the psukim to choose to associate with an asmachta, Chazal chose psukim that have the word ma'od. Ma'od obviously always emphasizes an extra emphasis, an extra zihirus that a person has to have. So, second of all, he says that we find when it comes to sakana, not only are we makbid about safek sakana, but even svek sveka, we're very careful about. The Tshuvas Avkas Rochel, the Beis Yosef writes that a svek sveka would not be enough to be makel b'makom sakana, and Rav Avadya says that perhaps the explanation is based on the explanation of why svek sveka is enough to be makel in general. That if you hold that savik daraisa l'chumra is only din drabanan, so maybe that's one of the hesberim. That's what Pnei Shur writes, that svek sveka is really a safek on a drabanan. A svek sveka on a daraisa is really a safek on a savik daraisa l'chumra, which is safek, which is itself a din drabanan. So he says, but safek sakana is l'chumra min haTorah. Safek sakana being l'chumra is not a din drabanan, so therefore we're going to be machmir even on a svek sveka. A third point that emphasizes the importance of safety is he points out the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samach Daled and Beis that even though when it comes to vestos, when it comes to shara muad, when it comes to most instances in shas, we assume that three times is a chazaka, but yet when it comes to nefashos, we assume two times is a chazaka l'chumra. If a person gives a mila to their child, v'meis, and malashnia, v'meis, a second child, and also dies hashlishi lo timol, we assume that that's already enough of a chazaka not to give a mila to the third child. And a fourth point of emphasis when it comes to sakana, he quotes, I don't know if he quotes often, but he quotes from Rav Kook. He says from Raya Kook, Shal Shuvas Dat Kohen, or Das Kohen, the way Rav Kook would pronounce it, is that there's when a sakana is only one in a thousand, it's kedai to be mechal Shabbos elef pa'amim in order to save a baby who would die without a metzitza. I mean, the assumption is that metzitza is necessary for health. That's why the Gemara in Shabbos says that in umna delomayitz sakanta, that if a moel doesn't do metzitza, it's sakana because it was assumed to be necessary in order for the health of the baby. So working within that construct that it's something that is necessary for health, even though it seems, Rav Kook asks, that no one dies from not having a metzitza. So he says, even if it's just one in a thousand, you would do a thousand metzitzas on Shabbos to save for that one child. And then another indication of the chumrah of treating safety seriously is Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, that a woman who is within 3 days of childbirth and says Ein Atzricha, she says I don't need, I'm okay, you could still be Mechal Shabbos for her. And they learn it from Yom HaKippurim that even if a woman says she's able to fast, she's chayiv to eat within 3 days of Leida. Whether that still applies Bizmanenu when health has improved significantly is a matter for a different time, but that's certainly Medina de Gemara, Medina de Shulchan Aruch, that within 3 days of Leida a woman is not permitted to fast on Yom HaKippurim. And the same is true as far as Chil Shabbos is concerned. So Rav Avadya writes that if someone drives very fast, there's a Tshuvas HaRash that pretty much discusses this explicitly. The Tshuvas HaRash in Klal Kuf Aleph in Simen Hay says that if someone is riding on a horse, if he's going in a populated area, he should not ride too quickly because maybe he won't be able to stop his horse quickly enough when he's going to encounter another person. And if he does that, if he rides his horse too fast, he's a posheya and a mazik begufo. And he says, therefore, every driver should be very careful to follow all of the laws of safety when driving. And he says, one should go beyond the letter of the law. One should be extremely safe when driving. And he says, Pam, one time, there was a religious driver that was driving very fast. And when I asked him, Madua Asakein, why are you doing this? He says, Mihati lelechas lespalel. I was trying to get to shul on time. So I was zipping in and out in order to be able to make it to shul. The shomer mitzvah had the davarah. And if you're doing a mitzvah, nothing bad is going to happen. So Amarti lo, Alecha amru chachamim, ezu chasid shota. He says, about you. It's about you, the chacham say. What's a chasid shota? Someone who sees a tinok that's mevabea benahar, that's drowning. V'amar echlutz tfilin v'achar kachatzilenu. He says, let me take off my tefillin, then I'll save him afterwards. Or you see an isha tovas v'nar. He says, chas li lahatzila listaklba. I'm going to come to istaklus if I save her. That's a chasid shota. When it's shchiyah chazek, it's shiny. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Chesem Beis tells us, but it's a very common thing that someone would get hurt. Then you don't have the protection that a mitzvah would normally provide under other circumstances. And therefore, Rav Avadia writes, I'm very careful to always warn my driver that he should view all of the other cars on the road as if they're being operated by total mishugayim, which is not always an unsafe assumption, right? And he says, and therefore, don't rely on other people being careful, and therefore you're not going to get into trouble. Assume that they're all mishugayim. And he says, how many people, kama anoshim yirei shamayim, had some sort of accident where they killed people, and kol yameim tsar v'agmas nefesh, even forgetting about the victims of their crime, they're the victims of their crime, their whole lives, they can't forgive themselves. Al shayadam shavchas adam hazeh, he says, lo yicholim kol yameim l'slach la'atzmam al kach. And I think that's the most recent advertising campaign that New York is running, is of the people that kill other people when they drive, of how sad it is that they can't get on with their lives because they feel so terribly about what they did. And he writes, if a person is mazik with an automobile, he's a posheya and a mazik beguf. If a person is riding a horse and he's mazik with the horse while he's riding on it or with any of the equipment that's attached to the horse, that's hizik beguf o mamish. That's not called hizik b'mamono. Hizik b'mamono is your horse runs off on its own and does damage. This is hizik begufo. You're operating the horse. It's a kalvachomer, an automobile which doesn't have any of its own kochos to go on its own. So you chayiv the nezik shalim. Absolutely. And he says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Pasen Zechosh Mishpatzim Shinai in Ches Sif Tes. And he said, Radvaz, in his commentary to the Rambam, writes that someone who runs very quickly carrying something dangerous and accidentally kills someone, shigaso ola zadon, it's considered to be amazed. And the galus in Nir Miklat would not be mechaper for such a person. And he points out, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, tells us that kolam abid nefesh achas mi Yisrael, kilu ibeid ola male, that if a person kills a single person, it's like destroying an entire world. Like by Cain killed Hevel, the Torah says, kol demei achicha tzaakim alay min adama, demei b'lashon rabim, because it's damo v'dam zaro, the Gemara says. It's dore doros, it's future generations that could have been born from him. So says Rav Avadia, lest the person say, malahem la'acherim b'nogeh l'vaticho shali, what do other people care about my security? I'm willing to take the risk for myself. So he says, well-known Radvaz, that it's not really yours. You're in the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not yours, your body, to be able to decide to take a risk. The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Rotzeach Shmiras Nefesh that anyone who violates that which Asum Chacham because of Sakaras Nefashos, and he says, I'm going to be Mesakin Es Nafshi, so Makamos and Makas Mardus, the person deserves Makas Mardus, the person is not allowed to take such an attitude. And then in later on in the Tshuva, in Os Vav, Rav Avadia adds that the Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpat and Sim Tav Chav Zayin Si'if Ches writes that just like a person has to be Mesakin Amaka Legago, just like the Torah tells us you have to build a fence around your roof to prevent any sort of sakana, so too any michshol that could cause sakanas nefashos, there's a mitzvah sasei min haTorah to remove it and to be careful that you don't provide anything that could be dangerous. And someone who does not prevent such a michshol is in violation of a lo sasei min haTorah lo sasim damim beveisecha. And therefore, says Rav Avadia, it stands to reason that you need to winterize your automobile, that you have to get it checked before the winter storms get icy and snowy and everything else. I don't know how much ice and snow in Israel, but what whatever it is, with the rain, and you have to make sure your windshield wipers actually wipe so that you'll be able to see clearly. He says all of this is part of that halach mefureshes in Shulchan Aruch, that a person has to do whatever he can to be monea sakana. So that's a little bit in terms of the importance of safety in driving. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll discuss some of the etiquette of driving.